protecting our water with trees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
Anytime we can get people to plant trees on waterways or protect trees already on waterways, it's a good thing for the watershed, for water quality, and for our overall health.
Reggie Reeves is with the Tennessee Division of Forestry, and specifically, he's the
Riparian Buffer Program Manager.
And what in the world is that?
That's a good question, and it sounds like a fancy term, but it's just a way of referencing the native vegetation, the natural vegetation that occurs along the edge of a stream or waterway. That riparian area, that area beside the stream, is called a riparian area, and the buffer is the vegetation that grows there, and it does exactly what it says. That buffer, that riparian buffer, buffers that stream against impacts from external influences like stormwater runoff, pollution, soil contamination, erosion. It helps stabilize the stream banks, provides wildlife habitat, lots of benefits.
And Reggie Reeves says protecting our watersheds protects everyone. And while it could get expensive for some folks to establish a riparian buffer zone, there are programs available that provide assistance, in some cases cost-share programs, and in others fully funded, like one in Davidson County.
There are cost-share programs out there at both the state and federal level that help provide funding to offset some of the cost of establishing buffers on streams and waterways. The program we ran for the past 3 years at Tennessee Division of Forestry, we provided 100% of the cost to put trees on streams and waterways in 8 target watersheds in Davidson County. And so far, we've planted with our partners about 30,000 trees at 51 different sites, 162 different planting projects.
Now, Reeves says the project in Davidson County has made a positive impact on the watersheds there, and he says the Tennessee Division of Forestry will have available some high-quality seedlings for sale at a low cost around July the 1st. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.